الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، how many of you would like to meet people with a cheerful face, يا جماعة؟ When you meet people, do you like to meet them with cheerful face? Okay. How many of you would like to see people with grumpy faces? Would you like to see the grumpy faces? No one would like to see anyone with a grumpy face. However, which is better for you? To have someone meeting you with a grumpy face but with beautiful words, or someone with a cheerful face but with bad language? Which one is a man? Of course, there is no doubt with cheerful face and good language is the best. There's nothing in it of that. But if you would have a choice, perhaps you would say, you know what, let them be grumpy, but speak nice to me. Rather than smile in my face, and then I'll billah speak bad language. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one simple hadith, he shows us the value of good speech. فعن Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in this book, the book of good manners from Riyadh al-Salihin, باب استحباب طيب الكلام وطلاقة الوجه عند اللقاء. The excellence of meeting with a smiling face and a polite speech. قال الله تعالى وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ and lower your wings for the believers. In the English language, there is no such thing as expression like this, which means to lower your wings. But the meaning of it in the Arabic language, to humble yourself. To be humble. Not to humiliate, but to humble yourself for the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضْلًا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. If you were so hard with them, so harsh, you know, in your heart, in your treatment, your language, no one would stay around you. All will disperse away from you. Then he mentioned hadith Adi bin Hatim al-Tai radiallahu ta'ala. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمر. اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمر. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, guard yourselves against the fire of hell, even if it be only with a half date fruit. Subhanallah, this hadith comes very good for the fundraising. So اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمر. Guard yourself from the fire of hell, even if it was just half a date. Just that. So simple. Because when you give, you're not giving to people, you're giving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a sense that Allah will multiply the reward for you until the day of judgment. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِي كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبًا. And if you cannot find it, then just with a polite word or a good word. If you couldn't, then should at least say a good word. Someone comes begging you. You go on the streets, people are handing cards, please give me. And what would you say? They come to your window. What would you tell them? You have two options. Whether you give, or whether you just say something that's nice to them. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is suggesting to you. You just give them, and then just let them go. If you don't have anything to give, فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَ سَيْبْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah azza wa jalla provide for you. Or whatever word that just makes them feel good without insulting anyone. So it's very crucial over here. In circumstances like these, that when you say that which is good. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال والكلمة الطيبة صدقة. It is also charity to utter a good word. يا إخوة, even saying good word is a charity. By the way, that counts to you, to children, to your spouse, to everybody. If you're going to be speaking, speak that which is good. In Allah subhanahu, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Anyone who truly believes in Allah on the final day should say a good word or stay quiet. Better be quiet than saying nonsense. Today it's the opposite, unfortunately. People that cannot just stay quiet, they don't feel serenity in being quiet. So they turn on TVs, radios and so on, they cannot stay quiet. And the Prophet says, better be quiet than saying something bad. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق. In hadith Muslim, Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not disdain a good deed, no matter how small it might be. Don't look down at these good deeds. He said, even if it is your meeting with your Muslim brother with a cheerful face. Even when you meet with them with a cheerful face. I mentioned that actually in many, many occasions perhaps. And this is one of the classes I teach from Maghrib, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smile. How the smile of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was it was like a trademark. Trademark for what? For him being positive, being cheerful, a positive attitude, trustworthiness. People, they would love to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his beautiful smile. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that even when you face people with a nice smile, you get actually reward for that because that's an act of good deeds. Today, it seems the culture has shifted and changed. Being with a flat face and flat lips, meaning no smiles, that basically becomes like the example of being serious, being confident and so forth. And it basically gives the person a sense of dominance. One smiling gives the sense of easiness, being so easy. And if the Prophet ﷺ, if there was anyone more confident than anybody, you can imagine, you can think of, it was Rasulullah ﷺ. He knows Allah with him. So he had the full confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, he always smiled. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here, that when you meet people, sufficient that you get reward is being cheerful when you meet these people. Wallahu ta'ala. Any questions, you know? Cheerful faces, you know. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك